the danger which is least expected soonest comes to us. The goals are simple: safety and security. The safety of the people shall be the highest law. I grew up in East LA, and it was in no way as dangerous as America today. We didn't have mass shootings several times a week, there was a minimum of drive-by violence, and the gang members I knew were not as bloodthirsty as now. As a dad, I worry about my four children every time they leave the house. They are stepping into a world fraught with danger behind every corner. You can call me paranoid all you want, but I served in the military, the police force, and I own a private security company. I dealt with nutcases every month that lacked a conscience and enjoyed killing just for the sake of killing. Of course, all young people believe themselves to be indestructible and think their father worries too much. Maybe I do, at times, but I would rather err on the side of safety than on irresponsibility. Seeing their smiling faces until my dying breath is important to me, as it should be for every parent. Unfortunately, too many Nimrods trust too many strangers and wind up attending too many funerals. America, before it disappeared, was a child's paradise, even after dark, especially in the summertime. The streetlights would come on, and we would run around in our neighborhood, tossing tennis balls, playing tag, kick the can, stealing kisses from pretty girls, and running to a neighbor's house whenever we got thirsty. Finally, we hear our mom shout from the front porch, or hear our dad clap his hands, and that would be time to say goodnight to our friends. We never feared anything because there was nothing dangerous out there, no drive-by shootings, no lurking serial killers, and no bullies beating us up. We were as protected as a canary in a cage. Life was grand. It was one big play place, Disneyland in the hood. We'd walk in the door, and Mom would immediately tell us, "Wash your face." After that, she'd have fresh cookies and milk, or ice cream or popsicles, and we would laugh with our siblings about all the fun things we had since the sun went down. This was life as a kid before innocence was lost. Today, if you wander into a neighbor's yard at night in search of a garden hose, you risk being shot. Every time a car approached, you wondered if you would be the victim of a gang drive-by. If you made too much noise, the police would be called, and you might wind up in the juvenile hall.